One might say that I am in a bit of a matzak this evening, because we have a situation here in Mogadishu today whereby I don't have any internet, which makes life quite difficult being the academy lead at an education tech company. So that has been somewhat of a hindrance to my work as a podcaster and as a YouTuber and a person who is the lead of an academy, as I say, at a Arabic education tech company. I would say that my endeavours have been somewhat curtailed of the past few days. So I'm in a bit of a matzak, as I say, I'm in a bit of a pickle. Not a matzak doesn't mean a pickle. I don't want you asking for a matzak when you go to a restaurant, okay? It means a predicament. I'm in a slight predicament, but the way that we'll overcome this, inshallah, is that we will do an audio-only episode of the podcast today, and we will do something never done before. This is uncharted territory on the Arabic with Sam podcast, inshallah. We're going to read a comment from a hater on the YouTube channel, would you believe it? Me, I get haters, would you believe it? So we've come across a hate comment, which is absolute twaddle, right? But I thought, given these unusual circumstances, I would use it as an opportunity to teach an audio-only lesson for today's episode of the podcast, inshallah. So right before we get into the episode, very, very quickly, I just want to thank our sponsor for today. So thank you very much. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by you. On Patreon, we have two patrons, Allahu Akbar, two patrons. We have Halima and Hasnat. So I want to say thank you so much to the two of you for parting with an amount of your hard-earned money to support the podcast. May Allah bless you guys, and I hope you're enjoying the benefits that you're getting as well of being as patrons. So what we're going to do, inshallah, is I'm going to read this hate comment on my YouTube channel. There's actually many of them. This is just the first one that came up when I went into my notifications. And we're going to do like an Arabic language response to it, I suppose. We're going to break down the Arabic language argument made in this hate comment, inshallah. So let me give it a read and we will unpack the gems in it together. So here we go. Please don't lie. In the Quran have no Muhammad at all. But in the Quran exist Muhammadun and Muhammadin. In this point, Muhammad, meaning a common name, title, singular and plural noun, mount, mad, equals mhnoon. Madoon equals mhmadoon. Mahmad. Mahmad. 28:85. So I think what this gentleman is trying to argue in this comment is that Muhammad, as in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is actually not mentioned in the Quran, or I assume in any literature because of this argument, because Muhammad, the name Muhammad, is fully vocalized on the end. You can have Muhammadun, Muhammadin, and Muhammadan. So this individual, this gentleman, is arguing that because of that, it's not a name. Because there are other names in the Quran that do not do this. So, for example, the name Ibrahimu. So Ibrahimu can only ever be Ibrahimu or Ibrahima. You can never have Ibrahimun. Likewise with the name Maryam, you'll never have Maryamun. Or the name Yusuf or Yunus or Suleiman, or these names that are clearly not originally Arabic names. They come into a category of words in the Arabic language called mamnu' min as-sarf, meaning that they cannot take tanween, and these ones actually can never take kasra either. Okay, so, I mean, there's a lot of things wrong with this. I mean, firstly, he actually mentions a particular ayah, so why don't we actually go to that? So he references the 85th ayah from Surah Al-Qasas, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى وَمَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Okay, so it's actually the irony in this ayah is fantastic, right? And what he's actually trying to argue is that because the word ma'adin is used in that, I mean of the entire Quran, I don't know why he's particularly interested in the word ma'adin as demonstrating a word that can have in or an n at the end. But a ma'ad is from the verb ad, meaning to return. So a place of return. In this particular ayah, it means Mecca, as in the Muslims will be able to go back to Mecca. But it's saying sort of, inna al-ladhina, indeed the one who farada alayka al-Qur'ana, the one who ordained the Qur'an upon you, Let me just read a translation of it rather than me getting lost in the word for word of it. So what we've got here. Most certainly, the one who has ordained the Quran for you will ultimately bring you back home to Mecca. Right, yeah, of course. So say, okay, and this bit is the bit that's kind of ironic, really. Say, my Lord knows best. قُلْ رَبِّ أَعْلَمُ مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى. So my Lord knows best who comes with al-huda, comes with guidance. وَمَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. So enter فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Now we know that our Lord is the one. our Lord knows best who's come with guidance. And unfortunately, this miskeen is فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. But in any case, let me try to explain why that's my position, inshallah. Perhaps this individual is maybe just, missed a part of the program or something, or isn't aware of a little bit of Arabic grammar. So, from that comment, I think that the argument is, if a word can be fully vocalized with un, in, or en on the end, then that means it can't be a name. So I'll turn your attention to the many other names in the Quran that can be fully vocalized. So, for example, the name Nuh. We have the word, we have Nuhin, wa mra'atu Nuhin, we have the wife of Nuhin, and we also have Inna arsalna Nuhan, and did we have sent you Nuhan? Okay, so we have Nuh in Nuhin and Nuhan. We have Hud, we have Hudin in the Quran, we have Salihin in the Quran as well as Salihu in the Quran. We even have Lut as well, we have Qawma Lutin, and we have, I think we also have Lutan as well. At one point in the Quran, it seems to ring a bell. So, I mean, my question back to you would be, are these not names then? Is Nuhin not a name? Because it can be Nuhin and Nuhan and Nuhun, just like the word that you gave the example of Ma'adin. I mean, that's so random. I mean, you could have picked like any other verse of the Quran, anything that's sort of more commonly recited. You could have picked, you know, the word hamd in Surah Al-Fatiha. You could have picked any word in the entire Quran, but I don't know. I mean, you know, may Allah guide you, you know, and you know, that you have read, you've read an amount of the Quran to be aware of this very particular ayah in Surah Al-Qasas. Let me give you guys an ayah actually that will that shows you all of many of these, not all of them actually, but if you go to the 89th ayah of Surah Hud, actually, there's an ayah that has مِثْلُ مَا أَصَابَ قَوْمَ نُوحٍ أَوْ قَوْمَ هُودٍ أَوْ قَوْمَ صَالِحٍ وَمَا قَوْمُ لُوطٍ. So there's a number of these names, right? There's نُوحٍ and هُودٍ and صَالِحٍ and لُوطٍ that are all words that are names, obviously. And they can take tanween, so it does not mean that. And of course, like a person with a fairly rudimentary understanding of the Arabic language knows that you can have words which do have an inherent meaning as an adjective or a noun or something. Like the word Mahmud, for example. Mahmud is both a general ism in Arabic, meaning like praiseworthy, right? Mahmud, and the name is Mahmudun. Mahmudun is a name that takes tanween, or even the name Talib, Talibun, it does, or the name Asad, our illustrious leader at Arabic Unlocked, our brother Asad. Asadun, you know, it's a name, but it's also an ism, you know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, and then even other Arabic names, Aliyun, I mean, the name Ali, it's just fine, you know, Aliyun, Aliyin, or Aliyan, you have all of those. Zayd is probably the most commonly quoted of the Arabic names in sort of Arabic study materials. Yeah, Zaydun, Zaydin, and Zaydan. Nothing wrong with it at all. You know, something can absolutely be a name of a person and be referring to a specific person and can take tanween. But an interesting point, actually. We actually call these words ism alam in the Arabic language. That's sort of the Arabic term for a proper noun. That's actually kind of interesting, because although they take tanween, they're actually definite. Although they take tanween, they are actually definite, right? So Muhammadun is inherently definite. It's a name, right? Because we'd only say Al-Muhammadu like we would with another name. You know, if we took, by name I mean an ism. Like if we took the word Kitabun to make it definite, we would need to say Al-Kitabu, but we don't need to say the Muhammad. It's just Muhammad, so it's a name, right? So that's kind of interesting. It is definite. You know, they are definite because they're names. even though they take tenween. In maybe the fourth lesson of our program Arabic Unlocked, we have this part of our lesson on these proper nouns, where we go through these examples that are kind of interesting, whereby you can have, for example, Esed is a lion. You'd say Esedun, Esedun, right? Even though there's not a typical mismatch in the definiteness that you would normally have in a jumla ismiya or in a nominal sentence. Like, you know, you normally have, you know, whatever, el, whatever. I don't know, the something is a lion, right? Well, whatever it is, right? El meliku, let's say the king is a lion, right? Using the term lion as figuratively, right? In terms of his character or something. So yeah, el meliku Esedun, for example. But rather than el meliku, you can just have the name of the king. So the king's name is Esed. Esedun, Esedun. So Esed is a lion. Or talibun, talibun. Talib is a talib, as in is a student. And then even Mahmudun, the one we said earlier. If you say Mahmud is praiseworthy, Mahmudun, Mahmudun. Which is kind of interesting, isn't it? I hadn't really thought about that before joining the team at Arabic Unlocked. I'd never really kind of... Of course, I've heard these proper nouns be used in sentences like that, but I'd never really kind of given it thought. I think that's everything I wanted to say on this. I think I've actually blabbered on way more than I really needed to. But yeah, to our friend who commented, I mean, it is absolute twaddle, this comment. I mean, it is the words of a lunatic. You know, I really, really don't mean to be rude. I mean, I think the comment is a hate comment, and it is actually rude. Forgive me if I've been unnecessarily unkind, or I don't mean to mock, but it is a comment which is lacking some fairly basic understanding of the Arabic language. And you know, but we've all been there at some point. Believe me, there was a time when I asked very, very silly questions. And had a huge misconceptions about things in the Arabic language. So that's it from me. I think that was a very brief and kind of impromptu, improvised episode of the Arabic with Sam podcast, audio only. We will be back with video versions of the video of the podcast. I've kind of rearranged my studio as well, so you've got that to look forward to as well in our next up and coming episodes of the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. And once again, as always, may Allah bless you guys with beautiful Arabic. Assalamu alaikum.